We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, sad to say that bridge rescue effort overnight has become a recovery effort now, and that always inevitably happens, but it's still really sad when it does.
It's amazing there wasn't further loss of life, and there's still no real determination to is exactly how many are missing, because you've got they're saying, at least from what I've heard so far this morning, still about six people considered missing that were workers. I still haven't heard anything definitive about the vehicles they say that are at the bottom of the river.
I keep wondering about that, too. There have to be other people in those vehicles. It was initially reported they went down, and you could see some of the lights on the vehicles in the video.
Tough to watch.
I know. It is tough to watch. A lot of people wondering what the lasting impact is going to be of this major port closing down.
Yeah.
Effectively, because there's no bridge, so they can't get it through.
Right.
And they're saying a lot of this stuff will obviously be moved into, you know, other ports, and they'll pick up some of it.
Yeah, I've heard somebody talking on a program yesterday. There's another port just before the bridge, because I know we've seen the video, and you can see the cranes in the background. That's one thing I was talking about yesterday morning. I could see that, and I knew that's going to have an impact. But apparently there's another shipping area before you get to that bridge, which would help. But that whole – the biggest thing is about the fact now that – the port is blocked. There's no way to get anything in or out until all of this wreckage is moved, and it's going to take some time to do that.
It will, and here's the thing I'm wondering about. UK Express is reporting this, that port is the key port. You know, they say hazardous materials, right?
Yeah, right.
They run through there because they have the ability to handle those materials. That's a whole different level of shipping than moving a car or something doesn't.
True.
Right.
Yeah.
Can't be used as explosive material. I guess a car could be used as explosive material, but not like this. There's a reason why that port that is designated for hazardous materials is the number one key port for guess what? Fertilizer.
Oh, okay.
It is the main entry point for fertilizer, and the components of fertilizer, which are often shipped separately because of their explosive potential.
Yeah.
If you buy a lot of fertilizer, you usually have to disclose who you are, and there's federal laws and rules around it. So it is the number one port for fertilizer and the key components that mix together to make fertilizer in the country. So what's today's date? It's the 27th of March.
Mm-hmm.
What are they seeing? This was on TV just now on Fox News. Well, expect at least a six-week delay for anything going through that port, and probably more as they reroute it. It is harder to reroute fertilizer and hazardous materials. When do we need the fertilizer?
Well, you need it now.
We need it now.
Yeah.
Because this is the season that it is being sown, particularly in April, across the country into the ground, and it has to be mixed. So if you go and look at this, one of the few media outlets that was actually on this besides the British media was the New York Post overnight. And they're talking about how the key components of fertilizer aren't going to be moved now for a while. Well, look, if you ordered a car and you know, instead of getting it in April, you get it in June or something, or May, not the end of the world, right? I mean, get through that. You can't start putting fertilizer down at the end of May and not have American food security compromised, not have American ability to grow food compromised, and not have fertilizer prices go through the absolute roof, which, of course, as we know, is going to affect the price of everything when it comes to food, because the key components that are grown here in America. We've already seen over 80% increase in the last 2 years in fertilizer prices, part of what's making food so expensive. And part of this, Lee, I'm going to tie everything together that we're seeing over the last couple of days. I didn't emphasize this enough yesterday. We saw the farmers They're in London now. They shut down traffic last week. And their key issue was food security and food supply. Why? Because fertilizer in the UK is being attacked. And they are saying, listen, because of what the EU is doing here, because it is jacking food prices through the roof, because we can't get the components that we need, or they're overpriced, or they're overregulated, we are looking at worldwide food shortages, and they're going to hit Europe, and we're not going to be food secure. So they're trying, these poor farmers, they're trying to tell us what is coming. This is why they had to dispatch the military on the streets of Spain not too long ago, because the farmers were there. The farmers took to the streets of France. The farmers have taken to the street of Ireland. They actually had a victory in France. France decided to walk back these new, draconian, anti-eating, anti-survival, pro-green movement. So, I mean, if America's ought to be paying attention to anything right now, it's what is going on in Europe, because as soon as this election's over, they're not going to show it to you now. They're going to do it here. They're going to unleash the nitrogen army that I've been telling you about. $20 billion to fund it. They're already hiring for it inside the EPA. They want to grind fertilizer to a halt. And what did this bridge collapse just do? It hit the number one key entrance point into America for fertilizer and its component parts. And I'm going nuts this morning. Send it to me if you can find anything, to find somebody who's fully put together what that means. So again, 6 weeks to even 6 months, I've heard 9 months delay for cars and sugar and other things like that. Not the end of the world, we'll reroute it. What does it mean for fertilizer? Listen to this about the port. This is New York Post. It is the leading nexus for sugar and gypsum, which is used in fertilizer. It is the number one entry point into America. A record 52.3 million tons of foreign cargo was transported through Baltimore in 2023. And again, it is the main entry point in the country for fertilizer. I don't know what that means. And I don't know what it means for people already struggling to afford food in this country, Lee, where we have seen grocery prices, price of groceries go up 29% since Joe Biden took office.
Well, I guess the old supply chain phrase will be brought back up.
Oh, yeah, it's a supply chain, and they'll blame, what, greedy corporations?
Yeah, of course. Greedy corporations.
Look, this, looks like it was an accident, but the consequences are still going to be felt by everyone already dealing with Bidenflation. And it's on the most important thing. So I don't know what this is going to mean for American exports. I really don't know what this is going to mean for the third world, where starvation is really taking its toll. 80 million people starving in the world. It was 35 million before COVID and before the attack on fertilizer. So, I mean, it's a mess, and it's going to have an impact on America. I just don't know what it is yet. Here's another thing I don't understand with this. I really don't get it. Joe Biden announced yesterday that we are going to, the taxpayers, you and me, because we're not broke enough. We're never broke enough to make them happy, that they are going to have the federal government pay for the entire reconstruction of the bridge. And a reporter very quickly went, what? You're not going to ask the insurance companies to pay for any? I mean, shouldn't this be? Take a listen.
It's my intention that federal government will pay for the entire cost of reconstructing that bridge. And I expect the Congress to support my effort. The people of Baltimore can count on us, though, to stick with them at every step of the way until the port is reopened and the bridge is rebuilt.
You said the federal government's also going to pay for the repairs. I'm just curious. This was a ship that appears to be at fault. Is there any reason to believe that the company behind the ship should be held responsible? And then also,
could be, but we're not going to wait for that to happen. We're going to pay for it to get the bridge rebuilt and opened.
I'm sorry. We're going to pay for it? So, what? The taxpayer will get debt. No big deal. It's only $35 trillion in debt. No big deal.
This is very obviously a campaign ploy by an incumbent president who is campaigning for president right now to say, oh, yeah, we're going to pay for that. Yeah, people of Maryland, yeah, vote for me because I'm going to pay for that bridge and everything. No. And quite honestly, the federal government will probably bear much of the financial burden. It was an interstate highway bridge. I get that. But many times you have state, local authorities that are chipping in money. You have matching funds. And, yes, the issue about the shipping company, if they are held legally and financially responsible, there should probably be some tremendous payout from some insurance company or, whatever the shipping company. That entirely is possible that that's going to help fund it. But that's just typical campaigning stuff. I'm not surprised by Joe saying something like that. But he has no authority to sit there and say, oh, the federal government's going to pay for all that. Yeah, okay, next issue. No, he can't do that. But that's how campaigns go. Now, if Trump had said that, there would immediately been an outcry and they'd have fact-checked it and said, no, that he has no authority to do so. But since it's Biden, it's like, no, we're cool.
Texter writes, good morning. Tractor parts are also one of the main things coming from that port and coal. Yeah, and those are, I think, a little easier to move to other ports, which I imagine that logistics specialists smarter than me are already figuring out how to do this morning. So we got a guy on the text line trying to answer my question for me and ask, like, what does this mean? Texter writes, if you sell fertilizer, which I do, and you don't have your 2024 stock already in place, you are a poor fertilizer dealer. Just look outside Lowe's, Home Depot, et cetera, 6 weeks. Should work out okay as long as there is no delay. Yeah. All right. Let's hope that's the case.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, everybody watching, what's going on with Diddy? Everybody wondering, where is Diddy? That would be Sean Puffy Combs or P. Diddy to you. A rapper, yes, but he's also a major media mogul in terms of producing music, putting, entertainment products out. Very much in his heyday, and I think he was kind of at the end of that, a power player in the music industry and in Hollywood. So watching this happen, if you're not a Diddy follower, if you ever read a tabloid in the last 20 years, he was in one every week. He was just major force. And that's why I think this is interesting. Because everything Diddy is accused of, Hunter Biden has done. And so I'm just wondering when the raid is going to be on Hunter's properties or like when that's when that's coming. And when you start to line it up, I've started doing this. Whatever Diddy is accused of, I'll just Google that with Hunter, and up it comes, all in the UK Daily Mail, where the only honest reporting is about Hunter's activities. And they're extensive. They're extensive. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about here. Headline: Diddy drug mule arrested at Miami airport. At the same time, rapper's sons were put in cuffs during raids of his mansions. Okay, so they got to drug mule. Cool, all right, great. What about Hunter's drug mule? See, because the reason you'd arrest Hunter's drug mule is because, remember, as the UK Daily Mail explained to us, Hunter wasn't buying drugs from regular drug dealers. Hunter wasn't buying drugs from a regular drug mule like Diddy. No. Remember who Hunter's drug mule is. Yeah, he got to drug mule the same place he got to prostitutes. They're Russian gang members. They're Russian gangsters. Remember? We know that because we know from the UK Daily Mail, where we go to find out what's actually happening in America, there was a second laptop. And Hunter Biden records himself talking to one of the Russian prostitutes on the first laptop, in which he explains, they stole my other laptop. They probably have compromise on me and my dad now. They probably could blackmail us. So, I mean, that alone would be a great reason to find and pick up Hunter's drug mule. Who are these people? Our government knows. They know. They were watching him. Remember when Hunter Biden used Joe's credit card to pay for the prostitutes because he couldn't get his to work because it was overdrawn, and the Secret Service showed up within an hour at his door to help him straighten out the mess because they didn't want Joe's name on the payment for the prostitutes. What was the problem there? Well, the prostitutes were part of an international human trafficking ring. So that was Russian and Ukrainian girls. So, I mean, you can't have that. See what I'm saying? So they cleaned up the crime. And that's my point. When Diddy does it, we raid him. And that's fine. I mean, go get him. He sounds like a nasty individual, what he did to these women, allegedly. I'm just saying, if Hunter did it too, can we go get him? No? No, we can't do that? Because it's weird, because his daddy, it's Hunter's daddy who's sending these people to raid Diddy. And I mean, I'm just wondering, did Diddy not write a big enough check? Should he have bought some Hunter Biden paintings? Perhaps that could help, because he did support Joe Biden. He did support him. Let's keep going. Shelley, like human trafficking. Diddy is accused of trafficking women for the purposes of sex over state lines, but also into the country. Huh. Well, what about Hunter Biden? Did Hunter Biden do? Yeah, Hunter Biden did that. Remember? Marjorie Taylor Greene has seen the SAR report at the Treasury. Again, banks have to file these reports by law when they see evidence of money laundering in one of three forms: drug trade, human trafficking, terror ring. Remember what she saw?
I just saw evidence of human trafficking. This involved prostitutes, not only from here in the United States, but foreign countries like Russia and Ukraine.
Okay.
This is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
That a president and a former vice president, not only his son, Hunter Biden, but many more family members extending past Hunter Biden and his immediate family. We're going to have to really get to work. This is an investigation that needs to be revealed to the American people.
Uh-huh. So that's what you call sex trafficking. See what I'm saying? We just raided Diddy for that. So I just want to know when Hunter Biden's home will be raided. It's not like we don't know. Nancy Mace has said the same thing. She saw the same reports. She's a congresswoman from the coast of South Carolina. The UK Daily Mail has reported extensively on Hunter Biden and his human trafficking network. I think he was a wannabe Epstein. By the way, the women brought in by Hunter were used by 27 people. Many of them members of the Biden family, some of them not. Who were they? I don't know. Then we could find out if we raided Hunter's home, though. Headline, UK Daily Mail. This is from the 2nd of October, 2023. Hunter Biden was suspected of hiring prostitutes from Eastern European sex trafficking ring during drug binges and falsifying checks to pay the women. But was he just hiring them, or was he bringing them in with the help of the Chinese? Looks like the latter. Investigators found a whole web with Hunter related to the trafficking of these women, including payments from Hunter and his companies to an Eastern European prostitution ring. Those associated with the ring included women with Russian passports and a China-based company through which the money was funneled. UK Daily Mail has previously reported documents, texts, and video showing Hunter spent a staggering $30,000 on escorts in just the last 5 months. At the time, in the time period they were looking at. Right? So we know that. We know it's a Russian ring. We know, in Hunter's own words recorded on his second laptop, that his drug dealers were Russian, his prostitutes were Russian, that they stole the laptop, a second laptop, that Russia has it and can probably blackmail Joe and Hunter. So I just see your eyes wondering, looking at what's going on with Diddy. I'm just wondering when the raid of the Hunter Biden home will be. Looking forward to covering it. Yeah. Will they bring out all the shock and awe, the amphibious vehicles that they pulled up to the house, of Trump's longtime friend and advisor, Roger Stone? Will they do the shock and awe? Will CNN be there for that or no? Well, I can already tell you what will happen. Yep, I can already tell you what will happen. Because of this headline from the last week in the UK Daily Mail. CIA blocked Hunter Biden's sugar brother, Kevin Morris, from being interviewed by federal investigators during the first son's five-year tax probe, whistleblower claims. So when you have the FBI and the CIA and Department of Injustice all working together to protect you from the consequences of your crimes, nothing happens to you. But if you're Diddy, well, you end up on TV. You've seen how it goes.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
As the whole country watches Diddy get raided for what Hunter Biden did. Never a good look. Folks, there's only one kind of privilege in America. We all know it. It's not white privilege. It's not the patriarchy. No, no. It's liberal privilege. Liberal privilege. And Diddy didn't have it. Not like Hunter does. So Hunter gets to do everything Diddy does. But instead, as I just demonstrated in the last segment, the FBI and now the CIA jumps in to protect him from the consequences of his crime. I bet Diddy wishes he could get that deal. Not that he doesn't deserve anything happening to him right now. He likely does. Texter writes, but Hunter is white and Diddy is black. Racism? I don't know. I really think it's liberal privilege. I think if you're with them, you can do whatever the heck you want. Let me give you another example of it. I don't know if you saw it. I meant to get to this. This is another headline in the UK Daily Mail, just to show you the level of crime you can get away with. Headline from last week. Nancy Pelosi's son, Paul Jr., dodges federal charges for the seventh time after being linked to money laundering in a mail fraud scheme involving a San Francisco flop house. Bill Garlock and Gina Rodriguez will be sentenced in March on money laundering and fraud scheme charges involving a home linked to Pelosi Jr., who's 55. The two are accused of duping investors out of over $1 million for supposed real estate ventures, but instead used the cash for their own expenses. Speaking to DailyMail.com, financial crime experts question how Pelosi avoided charges himself, pointing to the DOJ's history of protecting powerful political elites since Pelosi profited. Now, what is this? Dodges federal charges for the seventh time. Paul Pelosi has been involved in fraud schemes connected to the same property three times now. Everybody else goes to prison. And he just finds new partners. I mean, it really is remarkable when you look at it. Headline, last week too, UK Daily Mail, CIA blocked Hunter Biden's sugar brother, Kevin Morris, from being interviewed by federal investigators during his first son's five-year tax probe. Hollywood lawyer Kevin Morris paid the president's son and his family more than $5 million after meeting him in 2019. Nobody knows what for. That's the kind of rundown-looking guy who shows up beside Hunter as if he's a minder during those hearings that Hunter crashes. It's real weird. It's really weird. It's not as weird as this, though. If you live in the state of South Carolina. Did you see this? My brother-in-law actually texted. He saw this. He texted my husband, like, what the heck is going on in your state? Listen to this. Headline. South Carolina has $1.8 billion, but doesn't know where the money came from or where it should go. What? South Carolina has collected, but I'm going to give you the punchline in a minute on this because the punchline is really funny. Stick with me. South Carolina has collected about $1.8 billion in a bank account over the last decade. State and private accountants are still trying to figure out where the cash came from and where it is supposed to go. How is this hard? Quote, It's like going in your bank and your bank president tells you you've got a lot of money in our vault, but we just don't know who it belongs to, said Republican Senator Larry Grooms, who's leading a Senate panel investigating the problem. It's the latest trouble with the state's books in the two agencies, typically led by elected officials, that's not good, that are in charge of making sure government accounts stay balanced. Okay. Last year, the elected Republican Comptroller General, the state's top accountant, resigned after his agency started double posting money in higher education accounts, leading to a $3.5 billion error. That was all on paper. The problem started as the state's shifted computer systems in the 2010s. Okay, the latest issue appears to involve actual cash. An elected Republican Treasurer Curtis Loftus, whose job it is to write checks for the state. Investigative accountants are still trying to untangle the mess, but it appears that every time the state's books were out of whack, money was shifted from somewhere into an account that helped balance it out. What? Oh. Grooms has suggested an amendment to make the treasurer also appointed might be next unless he can provide some satisfactory answers. Whatever caused the bank account errors has not been rectified, but if there are records showing where the $1.8 billion came from, they have not been shared with state leaders. It does not inspire confidence, but the good news is no money was lost, Republican Governor McMaster. They don't know that. They don't even know where it came from. Now, here's the punchline. You want the punchline? Oh, this is so good. And again, the article is South Carolina has $1.8 billion, but doesn't know where the money came from or where it should go. Okay. How much money, you know that gas tax we absolutely had to have that gas tax, right? Written in almost the exact same words as the California gas tax. We had to have the gas tax. How much is that gas tax raised? I've got the most recent number I can find is through October. You should know since you pay it every time you pull up to the pump, right? That's where they get you. $1.1 billion. $1.1 billion since it passed? Yeah. $1.1 billion. But we've got an account sitting there. Nobody knows where the money came from, but it's in this cash. $1.8 billion in a bank account. We don't know where it came from or how it got there. Wait, so we never needed a gas tax? Well, let's just end it. Let's vote to end it right now. We'll go use the $1.8 billion. I looked up how much money the gas tax was supposed to raise, how much we needed, $1.9 billion. Well, cool. Let's cancel it because we just found $1.8 billion in a bank account. It's ours. We don't know why it did. We don't know how it got there. Can't figure that out. Do we even know if we ever needed a gas tax, or are these people so financially illiterate at the state level? Do we have no idea? We just wanted a tax. I don't know. But this is not a good look for the state of South Carolina. I hope they can figure this out. We'll be right back. Good morning. Okay. Let's jump on over to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. I apologize. I know we're having streaming problems this morning. Stick with us. We are working on it. We will get it taken care of. Texter writes, if I found $1.8 billion and didn't know where it came from and where it should go, I would share that information. Another texter writes, bad look for state auditors, but don't tell the bank. Don't tell me the bank doesn't have information about this bank account. Did accounting all my life, so says Jan. Texture writes here, could that $1.8 billion be a surplus or just money sitting in a separate account? Either way, should we all email the governor or the senators or whoever and add end the gas tax hike? No, I mean, it's just to me, they're running around saying we don't have enough money. We need a gas tax. You'll remember we fought it hard. We defeated the first one. If you haven't been listening to that station, this station that long, we defeated the first one. And they came back with millions of dollars and came at us. This station was me, it was Bobby Mack. We took it down. And the argument was, we need more money. we can't afford to build roads. Well, every year they were having like a billion dollar plus surplus, and they were just blowing that on all kinds of stuff. And it was almost always about the same amount of money as the gas tax was going to raise. And I said, you know, why do single moms have to scrounge, you know, in their, in, you know, the pillows, in the cushions of their couch to try to figure out how to get the money to pay to drive the kids to daycare so they can work when we have billion to multi-billion dollar surpluses every year? We don't need a gas tax. I mean, the math never made any sense. This is just further proof they are rolling in dough up there. Again, I've never seen a headline like this for any other state. South Carolina has $1.8 billion, but does he know where the money came from or where it should go? It's just sitting in a bank. And I guess we've got forensic accountants trying to figure it the heck out. My brother-in-law lives in Tennessee. He's busting out laughing. Like, what is going on down there? I'm like, I don't know. South Carolina, y'all. Obviously nothing like this place. Nothing like this place. Anyway, $1.8 billion is almost the exact amount the gas tax was supposed to raise. So far, the gas tax has collected $1.1 billion. So we never needed it. We got so much. We don't even know how much money we have. We're just dumb, okay? The state is run dumbly. I've been saying that since I was here. It's just even the most simple stuff. Like where I'm from, animal dies and starts to rot on the side of the road. Man, they pick that stuff up. It's gone in 24 hours. We pay about what we pay in the People's Republic of Mecklenburg, because this is a high tax state relative to the rest of the South, particularly relative to Florida and Texas. But we don't get anything for it. It's like it disappears when it goes to Columbia. Seriously. Like, I would expect the level of service I got in Charlotte if I'm going to pay People's Republic of Charlotte taxes. Because we do here, especially if you look at the state tax rates. And, like, you don't get the level of service. It's like a death zone, death trap through here. You don't hardly ever see a state trooper. That's not on them. They're great guys. That's the state. That's management. And now we're finding out South Carolina has $1.8 billion. They don't know where it came from and is sitting in an account. And it's almost exactly the amount they raised the gas tax. Did they ever need the gas tax? Do they even know? I'm just dying. I'm just dying. All right, Rob writes on my Rumble channel, you could bet it will not be returned to the taxpayers they stole it from. No, no. No, of course not. No, they'll find something else to spend it on while telling us they're so broke they can't afford to fix roads without a gas tax. Bowles writes, Greenville County just proposed a 1% tax to pay for roads. The state passed a 2-cent per gallon years ago that capped at 12 cents. Yet we all know what our roads are like. My husband says this to me all the time. Well, so after a couple rounds, y'all lost the gas tax. Well, where are the roads? You're like, where are the roads? Because every time you can't drive around here without de-dunk. I can't tell you how many tires we've lost. Oh, when we moved here, we thought, well, you know what? It's going to be good. It's going to be lower taxes, right? We're not going to have all this waste that we have in the People's Republic of Charlotte. $1.8 billion. They don't know where it came from. It's just sitting in an account. So I'm so excited to announce this morning, we need to vote to suspend the gas tax because apparently we never needed it. I'm just shaking my head, y'all. It's a beautiful day in South Carolina. Texter writes, hey, Tara, if the state has that much money, let's please start fixing roads. Yeah, you know what? Because we've only collected $1.1 billion from the gas tax. We got another $1.8 billion to sit in the account. Nobody knows where it came from, but it's ours, apparently. Yeah, let's use that for roads. Wait, maybe double it if you don't want your money back. I mean, I don't know. Texter writes, Tara, what is $1.8 billion divided by how many people live in the state of South Carolina? Okay, there's 5 million, roughly, people living right now in the state of South Carolina. So that's a lot of money, given that really small population that we have. Texture rates, state roads are the bad ones. County-owned roads are somewhat better. Yeah, well, I don't know. South Carolina, y'all. South Carolina.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.